even when Nicholas II granted a Duma in his 1906 manifesto. It was only under pressure. Nicholas did everything in his admittedly feeble powers to throw obstacles in the new Duma's path. The Russian intelligentsia, which should have been welcomed into public life and public affairs decades ago, was forced to take a crash course in parliamentary democracy. This crash course was interrupted by the First World War, and the Russian Empire was interrupted too. 2. The genius of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. At the risk of oversimplifying somewhat, sometimes history, for whatever reason, produces great people at crucial times in a nation's history. Augustus Caesar was one, as was Emperor Peter the Great, and as was Catherine the Great. Abraham Lincoln was another such great person. So, much less fortunately, were Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Vladimir Lenin. Lenin may or may not have been motivated by the death of his elder brother, but Lenin did make the revolution his entire life. When the Bolshevik state came about, in all probability, Lenin worked himself to death, micromanaging everything that came across his desk, hurling out commands and reproaches over the phone, the telegram, and in writing.